Good morning. It's been such a long, long time that I came to you on a Monday morning, a very quiet Monday morning, where you can hear the birds whistling and singing, but just so beautiful. I love listening to the birds. I don't know about you, but I love listening to the birds. Not so much the bees, because I'm allergic to the bees. Not an excuse, but the truth. I feel very relaxed right now. How about you? My relaxing videos ranked very high. I don't know what it is or was about the relaxing videos that people love so much, but they absolutely love them, and they ranked right there with almost with Bonanza. Yeah, you guys know Bonanza is at the top still. I want to talk this morning. Hi there, I'm Regina Soren. Welcome back to another episode of Regina Soren Audio Series. Thank you for joining me this beautiful Monday morning. I don't know what the Monday looks like for you. I don't know if it's raining, if it's storming. I don't know. I don't know how you're feeling, guys. I hope you're feeling okay. But this is another day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk about to pray or pray. A lot of you are thinking to yourself, my God, what does she mean by that? You know, sometimes when we go through trials and tribulations in our life, we want people to pray because we feel like us praying by ourselves is just not enough. So we want somebody else to pray with us. I want to give you guys an example of something not to do. Or speak with you on something not to do. Anytime you're going through something really major, or just anytime when you need someone to pray about a situation, do not get on social media and ask everybody to pray. Do not put all of your business out there in the atmosphere saying, pray for me, wanting everybody to be praying. Now, it's not so much as how many people are praying. A lot of people get it twisted. It's not how many are praying, but the few who are praying, you are on the same accord, meaning you are on the same page, meaning you are of the same mind. Let that resonate for a moment with you. Never get on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, X, Twitter, whatever. Do not get on there asking everybody to pray for you. That is your first biggest mistake. You call up a few people who you trust, whom you really trust, who are prayer warriors, who can get a prayer through, because everybody cannot get a prayer through. They've spent time talking about people. They've spent time just doing all kinds of things, and they cannot get a prayer through. And some people are preachers and ministers, but they still can't get a prayer through. So just call on certain people whom you know can get a prayer through, and ask them to pray with you, believe with you, have faith with you. Don't call out the world. Don't post it on social media just because you got more people praying, because to pray and to pray. To pray means you get where two or three agree. The other one is to pray. They're not praying for you. They're praying against you. Or they're not even praying at all. It's just a passing by word to some people. I'm praying for you. People say that a lot. I'm praying for you. That's it. You hear it no more. They don't pray. They continue their daily lives. So the next time you're going through a trial or tribulation, call on the ones you know that can get a prayer through. Two or three. Not the world. Not all of Facebook. Not all of Instagram. Not all of X or Twitter. I just want to leave that with you this morning. Hope all are well. I love you. Thank you for sharing my podcast and downloading them. May God bless and forever keep you. And that's all I want to say today. I'm Regina Soren. Thank you for joining me. You can contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com.